Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Jerzy Gregorek is the president of The Happy Body. He is a doctor of philosophy and is the author of The Happy Body, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. Welcome to the show, Jerzy.
Thank you. I appreciate it to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. So we talk about that. We have 20 minutes, not 2 hours. All right. I was a fireman in Poland, quick, right? When I was 19, I really appreciate to be a fireman. I really like the feeling of helping people and rescuing people. I really like that. And I like so much that I went to the Fire Protection Academy engineering in Warsaw and studied there for 4 years. And in 1981, Solidarity was really at its peak, and the government tried to use the fire department against demonstrations. And that created a problem for us. We began the strike, and the strike was crashed 10 days after negotiations. So we didn't know what would happen with us, but we survived, and I think that that was Brezhnev and the whole Soviets' way of approaching the countries was different, and we were lucky, and then came 89, and we were able to become free country. Because of the what I had done with risking my life and fighting for freedom of Poland, I was given 4 different medals. And in 2018, the president of Poland was giving me a cross for independence. And he said, I was 9 years old when you were risking your life for my freedom, for my country that is today. And I am deeply appreciating that what you've done. So I began fighting for freedom, for independence early, went to Sweden, Germany, and came to US in 86, and began the personal training work at a power source in Burbank. Really love to help people solve problems and any kind of physical problems, mental problems, and enjoy watching people getting better, happier. Love that. And did that for 40 years. And during the process, created the Happy Body program, a program of why we do what we do. So there is a philosophy why to do that. And then there is a plan how to get this, how to live this skillfully, that kind of a life. And there is also a part of the diet and food and how to control the body weight that is important part of living long and living with calmness and joy, pleasantness, power, the strength, flexibility, all of it we put into standards and published the book in 2009. After the book was published, everything was like instructional already there. The difficulties always is to actually practice and to achieve what we know. So the knowledge, the wisdom could be there, but the practice is hard. So we started creating different programs, different, you know, videos, and to help people to practice. And today I started this everyday practice with people. I come to the Zoom and go through the Happy Body practice. And it helps. I hope that it will help people to create the habit of the Happy Body, daily habit. And they will find a way through it to the joy, to the skills, to the habit of doing something like that on a daily basis.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. It certainly makes sense. And your background and everything that you laid out is really compelling. And thank you for all of that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I work in personal finance, and so it's not dissimilar. And I always liken, I sort of see the mirror reflection, and I intellectually understand I'm supposed to be doing something, but it's really hard for me to do.
Yeah, finance is interesting. I will talk about compound interest.
There's so many crossovers, right? It's like,
yes,
I understand,
yes,
I'm supposed
definitely
to not be spending so much money, yet I do. And I love the slogan behind you and on your websites talking about hard choices, easy life, easy choices, hard life, because that's what it comes down to, right?
Right. It's really hard to understand and practice this way of life because first we don't know why and how to actually get there. So that's why, you know, I need to take a minute to talk about compound interest. So compound interest happens when we have $5 and, you know, save $5 a day. And after 40 years, we have 72,000. But if we have compound interest, let's say 10%, it can be a million. So how to actually engage this compound interest is difficult because it's dangerous too. We can lose the money there. Because, you know, so the exercise is kind of the same thing. We exercise every day for 10 years and we don't have to change at all. Or actually can even get worse. So we can run, we can do things. And after 10 years, we are worse than actually before. So it is important to create this compound interest effect when it comes to exercise. And in order to create that, we have to be progressive and we have to improve. That's the where the hard choice comes in. The hard choice is something that we do that actually creates us different than ever and better than ever. So it means that, you know, we, let's say, getting stronger, faster, getting more money, and so on. So it's a it's always when not only the effort is there, but effort is logical, effort is compound, and effort delivers the progress.
Effort is logical. So it's logical,
yes,
to exert ourselves and to try to try and improve ourselves.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Yes, exactly. So it's a it's like athletes do. Athletes, when they go through the process, the hard choices, the logic of it is in the heads of the coach. And he knows what to do on a daily basis. So the athlete, after 5 years, the pole vaulter jumps, you know, from 2 meters to 5 meters, right? And there is a 5 years gap to improvement and progress and so on. So that is the logic here, how to create the plan, how to make it happen, how to coach, how to train, how not to do too much, and how not to do not enough. So that's kind of a self-mastery is needed for everyone to create this independent way of living. And the Happy Body delivers that independent mastery.
Which I think is such a beautiful thing. I am such a proponent of self-management, becoming a self-manager. We're always interconnected with other human beings. I don't want to be reliant on other human beings. So I appreciate that. So from a logic standpoint, it's if I do this consistently, this is the result that I can expect. And that's a value because I think it's the uncertainty is what leads to anxiety. And how do I know that this thing is going to work? So I'm just not going to try, or I'm going to stop doing it.
Yes. So here is interesting that how we can coach ourselves and how we can use microprogression and how we can see microprogression in action. So we eliminate expectations that it's too much. And that is usually what happens. And that's why we progress too fast. And once we progress too fast, it's too hard. It's actually too hard. We don't like it. And we crash and we go to something else. So it is important, you know, element here, how to practice, how to coach yourself, how to become the self-coach, how to progress and plan the progression that the body has time to adapt without too much struggle. So the body needs to adapt to the higher level of resistance. But this higher level of resistance requires, let's say, 2 weeks and 3 weeks of practice and not 3 days. So if we are wise enough to deliver that 3 weeks and then adapt, accumulate the place, and then make the place comfortable, then we can move to another place. And these are the hard choices in action. Hard choice in action when the body is ready, the hard choice can be presented.
Comfort versus comfortable. Those are really similar words, but very different based on what I just heard you say, because certainly comfort for me could be just going through a drive-thru and sitting on the couch. But something that's comfortable for me is that I exercise every day and I wake up early and I drink lots of water and I make sure I get a lot of sleep. But that's not comfortable for somebody who's just getting started.
Yeah, it's that the progression needs to be somehow looked into. So it is comfortable. You know, one of my clients said, "You make me comfortable in uncomfortable place." Mm-hmm. So how we actually can do that, that comfort in uncomfort, right? Well, that's really extremely important to create this compound interest idea, because without compound interest, we cannot progress. But we need to progress, especially when we age and the body gets worse and so on. So it's already, you know, something happens to us that, you know, we become worse over time. So the compound interest here is, you know, extremely important. But how to engage it, where to start is important. So when actually we can start in the place of the beginning. And where is the beginning? Everyone has to find the beginning. Let's say one person, the beginning of the one person is to squat on a 20-inch box, but the other one will be 12-inch, and another one just to lower down 3 inches, and another one will start from 11 inches or the full squat. So there is this way to find the beginning. You know, when I coach a cerebral palsy boy, for 5 years, I started with aluminum 15 pounds bar And it was too much. So I started with 3 pounds bar, wooden 3 pounds bar, and progress after 5 years, the boy could, press 170 pounds almost. So when we do the right thing, and we have idea of what micro progression is and give it time to adapt, magic can happen. Magic. It's what the coaches do. And I guess what the people in finances do too, right? Because they really grow money in a compound interest, which we can easily lose.
I love everything you're saying. So every day that we're doing this, assuming that we find the right beginning, that we are compounding and building and starting with a 3 pound weight and moving it all the way up to 170, which is amazing. We're proving to ourselves every day that we're somebody that's capable of doing this. We're reinforcing that. We're giving ourselves that great reputation.
Yeah. So on a daily basis, we really need developing the habits first. At the beginning, it's tough because we don't have a habit and everything is hard. So I have to survive these 2-3 weeks. That's why I say, we have to fall in love with something that we don't like, but it's good for us. So when you think about that, the happy body is good for you, then you have to survive this kind of 2-3 weeks going to the gym or doing this in the room and find the joy and pleasantness of movement. Once you get into it, and no challenges beyond the capability of adaptation. Once you are able to do it, after about 3 weeks, you can start feeling better. And that feeling is important because that feeling eventually will help you to get out of the bed on Sunday and go and do the training, right? The 30 minutes training. But when it's integrated, the habit sometimes, take about 250 days. It is not like 2 weeks, like what people say. It depends what is it. So but when it's integrated, the feeling in you wants that. So when you wake up, you want to go and do the happy body because the feeling is not only that feeling when you go there and then do it and then feel better, the feeling is there, but also the craving. It's almost like crave the food, like I would crave pierogies, Polish food, because it's so integrated in me. So after about, certain time, when you integrate something, you do it and you don't even think that you're doing it, right? Because, I do every day 2 trainings. I do the happy body and Olympic weightlifting. I don't really think about that. I go and I love it. So I drag myself there. So I go there.
El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
So this important element here is that there is a practice, there is the feeling inside that does something what is really not comfortable or not really easy, but when it's integrated, the body system loves it and sends you there. You crave it, right?
Yeah, I love the idea of falling in love with something that you don't like. And
but it's good for you.
And then,
at the beginning, we have to have a mental wisdom that something is good. And how we actually survive this time of integration. The only way that we can survive is that our philosophy about that has to be the way that it is good and I'm going to do it, it's hard for me. I don't want to go and do this training. I don't like this training, but I know it's good for me. And I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to make it integrated within my system, my body. So eventually I will like it. I will love it. And it's something that can be done and people do it. And it's necessary for, you know, people. So we have to find a way into it. Like, you know, do meditation. Like, you know, Chopra said that TM is not tuning out, it's tuning in. So when you tune in to the happy body, you start feeling the pleasure of the movement. You start feeling the meditative system that works. You start becoming calmer, and then the body becomes more water body, like, you know, Bruce Lee said. And then all those feelings are when they start happening, you start feeling better about yourself. You feel proud of yourself that you were able actually to pass this time of thinking that, resisting it and not liking it.
It strikes me that if I'm an adult human being and I don't have a history of exercise or working out, that it could be pretty intimidating to walk into a gym. I don't know what I'm to expect. I don't want to get made fun of. I don't know how these machines work. So how do you think about making something accessible, making exercise and fitness accessible for people so they actually do it?
Yeah, the happy body is done at home with only a mat and light weights at the beginning. You don't need really a gym. You can be at a towel and two bottles of water, and you begin. It is at the beginning, it is more about the movement, finding the joy and pleasure in the movement. So you start there. So it's not physically too hard. You find the flexibility, you find the limitations of flexibility, you are kind to yourself, you find this kindness of opening the limitations of the body. So it is, you know, another element here that you can experience of the body and limitations, and experience actually releasing the limitations. The limitation becomes different limitation. And once that happens, you feel better about yourself. You actually becoming the master of that, what happens. And when the days pass and then months and years, you become a master of that thing. And once you are in that place, when you do the movement and you find that something happens when you are sore or something, there is limitation, you will find instantly and you will be able to release it before it builds up. So this way is a preventive system for something that could happen to us. So if you achieve the full squat and then you go to the squat and feel in the groin or sacroiliac or somewhere else, you know something is happening there. And since you integrated the system, you know how to deal with it, how to release it. And it's amazing.
I think that is amazing, a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Being kind to myself, that's essential. I shouldn't yell at myself as being overweight and eating bad food. I should give myself grace.
Negativity doesn't work. You know, I call it self-hostility, you know, when we become negative to ourselves or to others, I see hostility. I see negative energy that is very painful. When people blame others, I tell them, you know, when somebody blames you, you have to see that somebody is in pain because somebody needs to blame you. So it's a hostile activity that people that actually manifest that, they need really help. They need really some kind of They are mentally challenged, I would say. You know, I'm really sad that people choose to be negative and choose to be, blaming others or complaining. This is something that takes us away from focus on the present moment and actually what could happen. We become, people that keep suffering and keep and not doing anything in order to get better. And that's sad.
I think that is a sad thing. So a good way to keep yourself stuck.
Yes. That is an energy that is. I'm sad about that. People are in that, and it's hard to really find a way to help others to come out of it. Mm-hmm. So when I see people in this place, sometimes it takes a lot of time to unlock that to help people to stop. Grieving to stop, hating themselves, to stop, blaming others and flip into the creativity, flip into, self-mastery and doing something that is beautiful, creative and progressive. It's so much goodness that can be created. It's amazing, but it's so sad when actually get stuck in the place that takes us away from that, what is good, what is possible.
Couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I think that there's more for each one of us. And if we're willing to ask ourselves that question of what it is that I really want, and do I feel like there's more for me? And then to realize that the path to that, it won't be easy at first, but it is simple and it is accessible, and you've created a program for helping people to get on that path. So I'm grateful. Thank you so much for coming on, Jersey. Where can people learn more? How can people get involved with you and the Happy Body?
Well, the best way is to start with thehappybody.com, with our web. All the information is there. There is also the Happy Body Facebook, where we put the information. So these two to begin. And, to get the book first, the Happy Body book, and read it, there is philosophy in the book, why we do what we do. And we spent, half of the book is philosophy. And philosophy that answers why. Why I would do every day 30 minutes, why I would, wake up and do that. So it's important to for that philosophy to happen. So, I would start with the book, getting the book, reading the book. And from there, I see that people, after reading the book, many of them, they start relating, understanding the what needs to be done, and then reach to the place how to actually make the habit out of it.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Jersey your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to thehappybody.com and check out everything that Jersey and I have been talking about. Pick up your copy of The Happy Body. You can get that on the website as well. And I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Jersey.
Fantastic. Thank you, George. I appreciate being here. It was very interesting, very fast, but very precise. So thank you.
30 minutes a day is transferable to so many things, Jersey.
That's it.
Thanks again. And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.